is, darling, but is it art?
The McCann House Trust was established in 1999 to recognise the life and art of Colin McCann during the transformative period where his family lived in Titirangi. The McCann House Trust upholds this by offering the Parahuia Artist Residency, where artists are offered a place to live on site as well as an artist studio to work out of. This is a wonderful program that has been designed to support artists at these pivotal moments in their career, the residency providing time, space and support for artists to really hone in on the development of their practice. Helping and supporting this great program to stay thriving, the McCann House Trust has recently announced a nationwide raffle of one of Judy Miller's major works, Hard Epic. The initiative, drawing on the historic art union tradition, as well as marking the 20th anniversary of the Parahuia Artist Residency, the raffle inviting the wider public to help participate in the sustaining of this wonderful art program. Judy Miller is one of Aotearoa's most distinguished and internationally acclaimed artist, producing breathtaking large-scale abstract paintings. Miller holds a close place in her heart for the Parahuia Artist Residency, as she was the very first artist to be invited to live and work on site. Her time there came at a pivotal time in her artistic career and provided her time to focus in on her artistic practice. Miller now serves as a trustee of the McCann House and is passionate about giving back to the next generation of artists here in Aotearoa. I caught up with Judy about the raffle and the importance of the Parahuia Artist Residency.
I'm Judy Miller. I'm a painter. I've been working so long it gets more difficult to talk about what I actually do, but my work's really very body-oriented. It's really exploring all the intersections between matter, material, the mental world and the meaning that comes out of the collision of those things.
Wonderful. And the McCann House Trust has recently announced a nationwide raffle of one of your stunning paintings in which you have donated. The initiative, drawing on the historic art union tradition as well as marking the 20th anniversary of the Parahuia Artist Residency, inviting the wider public to participate in the sustaining of this wonderful art program. I'd like to start this conversation by speaking a bit to the McCann House Trust and what it offers. Would you like to tell us a little bit more about the artist residency and what it provides for artists?
Yeah, sure. So I was the inaugural resident 20 years ago. It came at a time in my life when I'd made a few choices to give myself more time to work in the studio, and that came with some reasonably difficult financial position. So I was very happy to just be given the residency to take some time out from the struggle and to just focus on the work. And that's really what the residency does. It offers mostly younger artists, but some mid-career or older artists, just a chance to go and spend 3 months in the residency house. They're financially supported. They get a studio to work in. And really they get some time out from the normal kind of routine of their lives to focus on their work. So it's sited next to where Colin McCann lived with his family in Titirangi back in the 1960s. And it was a time in McCann's life when he was facing very similar challenges. He had a young family. He was working at the Auckland Art Gallery, first as a cleaner and then eventually as a curator, and travelling in from Titirangi on the bus every day into the city, and then going home at night and working, once the kids had gone to bed, working in basically the living room to make his work. So it's a kind of historic moment in New Zealand art that's there, and giving younger artists the chance to go there and add to that legacy is a pretty special thing. We've been going now 20 years. I'm now a trustee on the trust, which administers and kind of oversees the project. It's really sought after. So when we put out submissions, applications for artists to get the residency, there are always, it's hugely competitive, which shows that there's still huge interest from artists to participate. And we've been amazingly successful in choosing artists that have gone on to have pretty great careers. So it just shows that it's really a lighthouse project in the New Zealand art scene.
Yeah, such a wonderful opportunity. And for you, the opportunity to live and work there at that specific time in your career, what do you think it really offered you, and like, what did it serve you in your wider practice? What did you gain from that experience?
Well, it gave me a chance to have a break from the rigors of the world, but it also being surprisingly for me, really. You can go into the little McCann's house where they lived, which is a very small house, and there are letters, and you can listen to the voice of McCann reading things and talking. And I would go in there late at night, and it was at a time when I was really debating whether the sacrifices that I was being, you know, faced with were worth making. And McCann, it was really just, I felt like he was talking to me late at night and saying, come on, girl, get real, move on. and that, you know, I did. I found somehow the strength to kind of, you know, commit again to a life as a visual artist, which is not always easy. And I would like to think that, you know, all the artists earlier gain that similar sense of, okay, we're ready to move forward.
Yeah, it's so great to be, as an earlier career artist, to have these people trust in you and be given that space where you're slightly held a bit more rather than just, you know, thrown out into the wider whole art world, and be given that space to really nurture and care for your artistic practice.
Absolutely. I mean, that's not always a kind world, the art world, but the residency and everything that goes around that is very much geared to trusting and protecting and nurturing. So it's not only being given the house and money to live there, you have someone checking in on you. You can have as much or as little connection with the environment around or the people around as you would like. And the idea really is to offer that sort of nurture for a little while.
Yeah, and now 20 years on, you've already mentioned that you serve as a trustee of the McCann House and are in this wonderful position to be able to give back and support other artists with the donating of this painting. I wanted to ask, what makes this residency so important for artists, but as well as the wider ecosystem here in Aotearoa?
Artists constantly need support, and it gets harder to find. The wider ecosystem depends on us having great artists in the end. Unless the artists having time to work to make their work, there is nothing. There are no exhibitions, and there's nothing to write about, and there's nothing to talk about, and there's nothing to go and see. So I really think it's pretty fundamental that we look after artists and encourage them, give that encouragement to continue. So I 100% believe in the residency program. I want to do everything I can to help it grow and remain strong, but get stronger. And I'm in a position to give back now, as you say. So I think if you can give back, you should give back. So it's my chance. And you know, 20 years is a great marker. Everything survives for 20 years. So I think it's just a time when we can try and build the trust very strong and move on.
Yeah, great. And I also wanted to delve a little bit into the painting itself, which you donated, which is titled Hard Epic and was painted in 2021. Do you want to tell me a little bit about the work itself, as well as why you chose the specific work to donate?
Well, it was painted just after our whole COVID period. It was a time of optimism, it seemed. I'd spent a lot of time out on the West Coast staring at sunsets during the lockdowns, and that painting really came out of it. So it was a moment, I think, of gathering things together, and it was a moment of optimism. I felt that was a good, I'd held on to that painting, and I felt it was a good painting to symbolise what we were trying to do. It's a reasonably major work, and I thought it should be a major work. You know, I think it's got to draw attention to what we're trying to do. So for all those reasons, And it sort of relates a little bit in some way to McCann's paintings of sunsets, because he lived at Murraway, of course, in the later part of his life. So it's not, it certainly, there is some relationship there to many of his sunset paintings, which I thought was, you know, appropriate.
Yeah. And lastly, how does it feel to be able to give back to the residency and, yeah, be a trustee in the McCann House and, yeah, as a established artist, being able to be in that opportunity to give back and help cultivate that artistic journey for that next generation?
Well, there's nothing like giving, is there? If you can, if you are in the opportunity to do it, or you have the opportunity to do it, I think I've been incredibly lucky in my time, and to be able to sort of pass that luck on is, it feels really good. I realise not everyone has $100 for a ticket, but it's good to spread the word about McCann House and the residency, and hopefully it's on. It goes for at least another 20 years. So I'm looking forward to the future of everything.
That was Judy Miller speaking to me about the McCann House Trust Union Art Raffle of one of her major works, Hard Epic. You can purchase the tickets for the McCann House Art Union Raffle now at mccannhouse.org.nz. The tickets are $100 and the winning ticket will be drawn publicly on Sunday the 3rd of May at the McCann House Trust booth during the Aotearoa Art Fair. The proceeds will directly support the ongoing sustainability of the Parahuia Artist Residency, supporting the next generation of artists here in Aotearoa.